Its motto is meant to inspire.
The University of Texas at Austin. What starts here changes the world.
Well, it started here. The unimaginable on a clear summer day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're attempting to bring you this live coverage of this sniper on the campus of the University of Texas.
Up until 1966, a mass public shooting at a school campus was unheard of. But that was just the beginning. From that point on, the ultra-rare school shooting became a common tragedy. What started here, at UT Austin, forever changed the world we knew.
Good evening, everyone. The reaction of so many people today was, oh no, not again. Another high school, Columbine High.
Today, our nation grieves with those who have lost loved ones at Virginia Tech.
The scene of a multiple homicide investigation located at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
We know there was at least one gunman now confirmed dead. The school is still on lockdown. SWAT teams have been on the scene.
Yes, mass public shootings are more common now than they were before 1966. But the Tower shooting did not only lead to more shootings, it also gave birth to an array of things that didn't exist back then. For instance, modern, well-equipped campus police departments.
We're a full-service law enforcement agency.
That's Don Verrett. We met at UT Austin's Police Department headquarters. Verrett is the assistant chief.
Anything that you would expect of a major metropolitan or sheriff's department, the University of Texas Police Department carries.
Anything from weapons to tactics, Verrett says his department is on par. As I leave his office for a tour, I notice his navy blue bulletproof vest sitting at the ready, near the door, easy to grab. But that's just what I can see.
I have some heavier body armor that has the ceramic plates in it that will stop a rifle. That just stops handguns. I have some plates that will stop rifle fire.
The weapons and the tactics of this department and others are direct responses to the 1966 attack. In fact, UTPD was created shortly after, in 1968. Margaret Berry was Dean of Women at UT the year of the shooting. By that point, she had been with the university for over 30 years in one capacity or another and was well regarded. So when folks started talking about the possibility of providing counseling to those affected by the shooting, her name came up.
I was asked to be the first coordinator of the 24-hour telephone counseling center.
It was a radical idea. Remember, this was the era of happy-go-lucky TV shows such as Andy Griffith and Bewitched. Vietnam veterans coming home had never heard of PTSD. People just didn't talk about it. Neither did they talk about counseling as a possible conduit to healing. That's why UT's 24-hour counseling service, the first in the nation, became such a game changer. But Barry says it didn't come about without trepidation.
They didn't want to put the office over in the counseling center. They didn't want students to know where it was. They wanted to be able for them to call in and get help. So they put it in the Dean of Students' office in a cloakroom, no windows or anything in it, so students wouldn't know where it was.
Few signs on campus advertised the counseling line, and yet people called.
And we know some good things occurred with that. And sometimes a student would just call and say, I just want to know if you were there.
Today, survivors are met with compassion, out, in the open. Their pain and trauma are acknowledged and not kept in a cloakroom. That, too, started here. And it, too, changed the world. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.